welcome back to the Lakefest podcast studio with Sunshine Radio. I'm Mark Edwards from That There Said Radio Station. Today, we're with Neil Hassan, who's bringing us this year the Cheshire Cat stage. Pleased to meet you, Neil.
How are you? I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. Tell us all about the Cheshire Cat.
Okay, so it's the Cheshire Cat Club.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so we're actually going to create a festival within a festival, and it's going to be the perfect place to hang out.
Yeah.
So what we're bringing is that we're going to bring this concept of a place where we think that people can spend a huge amount of time, have a mix of music and lots of other entertainment. It's just really going to be one of these things that we thought when we were bringing the concept together, where would we want to spend time if we weren't watching some of the other cracking bands? And that's what we've come up with.
So will it be more than just live bands? Is it going to be a cabaret in there?
Yeah, there's going to be lots of things. When we first pitched the deal to Lee, which was one of those deals which was made in all the best places in one of his pubs with a couple of beers.
Oh, they
and
all
a curry.
Are, really?
Yeah, yeah,
guaranteed,
they are indeed.
Yeah.
We thought what we could do is we were taking what was the old pen and parchment area of Lakefest, which was primarily sort of spoken word and a few other things. But when we looked at that over the last couple of years, a lot of the time it was empty. So what we thought we would do is we would actually put something on for about 15 hours a day. So that's our...
Yeah.
Because that's going to be one of the things we're going to do. We're going to start off with a couple of kids' movies in the morning. Then we're bringing in this absolutely amazing science show, Silly Science.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, they are absolutely incredible. On Friday afternoon, we're having the singing princess for an hour, who's going to woo the kids with lots of Disney songs. And I have to get a plug in for Eloise because she's my stepdaughter. She's the singing princess. And we've roped
done
her.
It, in.
Yeah, we've roped her into doing it.
Yep.
She's studying musical theatre. On the other afternoons, we're going to have a music quiz show on the Saturday afternoon, and then Robbo and Ree are going to bring their kids' talent show on the Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
that's the sort of family side of the club. So the club in the morning and afternoon is going to be much more family. Once we get into the early evening, we're going to turn it into something just a little bit more seedy, just something a little bit more edge to it.
Burlesque.
I'll get there. You got to wait.
Oh right, getting excited.
Going to start off about 7 o'clock each night. We're going to have Crazy Bird Comedy. These are the guys that book all the comedy at the Subrooms in Stroud.
Yeah.
They're coming along with some fantastic comedians for an hour, 7 till 8. And then what we're doing is a mix of either very high energy, quirky acoustic bands. We're getting in bands like the Arkansas Jukebox Collective, who are absolutely amazing. They do bluegrass cover versions of popular songs.
Yeah.
The acoustic mixtape, we're going to bring in some almost like electro swing bands just to try and create a bit of a club feel.
Right up my street.
Yep. And then that's going to take us up to midnight. And at midnight, we could all just go back to bed, but then we've got the Flaming Feathers burlesque show coming 2 nights.
You've just created my favourite sounding tent, you know.
We have indeed. Lee basically gave us a blank canvas and said, guys, come up with what you want. So by the time Tom, who's not here today, and I had driven home from Lee's pub, we'd actually mapped the whole thing out. When we told him about the Flaming Feathers, I don't think I can say what Lee said. There were a few expletives in there. Totally positive. And the next thing he said was, "We need security."
I can imagine. That's just to keep me out.
Yeah. You're asked to keep us in. So that's really that, and because that, in a nutshell, is what we're planning to do.
Yeah. And what's the thinking behind the name, the Cheshire Cat Club?
Well, the Cheshire Cat, another little plug here, we're the organisers of Nibley Festival, which takes place just outside Moreton under Edge. It's the first weekend in July. We always look at it as Lakefest's little sister. We've been on the go longer than Lakefest, but basically we're just a smaller version of Lakefest. Our third stage there is what we call the Cheshire Cat. It's a family area. We've got a bar in it. We play acoustic bands, upcoming artists, and then in the evening we put on a few high energy cover type bands. So often people go there and don't leave there. So what we thought was, why not bring that concept and just actually build it into something we can't do at Nibley? Just make it bigger, make it bolder, make it braver, make it a bit more daring, give it a bit more edge.
And a little bit of edgy is always good.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the key things to a successful music festival is when somebody goes there, They might go there going, oh, I'm going to watch headline X, Y, and Z. But then as they're walking through the field, they might hear something coming out of a tent and go, oh, that's interesting. That's ear-catching.
Yeah.
Go in, have a fantastic half an hour, and come out. And then when they leave and they tell their friends and their family, they go, do you know what the best part of the festival was? That new thing I found.
Yeah. And that's very much our thinking. And what we have done is we've pushed Lee and the other directors to think a little bit out of the box for us. So what they're doing is that they're coming later. They're going to talk about the new sort of site design. So we're going to be, because we'll be moving from that, from the area that the tent was in before, we're going to be sort of in an area where there'll be two or three different music venues. And we've been pushing to make sure we have a bar, because we want a wine bar in the evening, so that when people come in, they can have a drink, because we don't want them to leave in the evening. We want people to come. We want people to stay. And one of the things I've thought about Lakefest and some of the other quirky venues in the past is in the evening, because when you've went to get a drink, you've had your drink and then something else has caught your attention, just what you said, Mark, and then you don't go back. So we want people to come. We want people to come and see the comedy. We want people to come and see these cracking bands, and we want people to hang around for the burlesque show. We want to capture people for the evening.
Well, I'm sold.
Yeah.
Absolutely sold. I mean, in fact, I may now be missing all the headline acts just to hang out in your tent. It's the Cheshire Cat Club, and it will be part of Lakefest 2023. Neil, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm sold, mate. I'm absolutely sold. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. That was another Sunshine Radio / Lakefest podcast. Stick around for more. Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, brilliant.